Today we begin Perek Ches, the eighth and final Perek of Hilchos Beis Abchira. It's obviously, everything's Ashkocha Pratis, that there are eight Perekim in Hilchos Beis Abchira. Everyone knows that the number eight is associated with Lamaila Minateva, with the union of Mashiach, Oz Yosher Moshe Gematria 8. So eight Perekim connected to the Beis HaMikdosh. In this Perek, we learn about the mitzvah to guard the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Rambam clarifies right away that obviously the reason we have guards in the Beis HaMikdosh and the Kehanim and Leviim, like we'll soon learn, is not because we're afraid that anyone's coming to attack the Beis HaMikdosh or anyone is coming to steal things from the Beis HaMikdosh. This is the Eibishter's home. So if so, why do we have guards? Because that is part of the kavod of the bayis. The Rambam uses the lashon ein doimer paltrin sheyesh lo shomrim the paltrin sheyesh lo shomrim. You can't compare the respect, the awe of to a palace that has guards to a palace that doesn't. Just to make it a little bit more understood, you know, everyone knows that in England they have Buckingham Palace in London, where they have the guards standing there. They're called honor guards, because no one is really coming to break into the palace. They have the army for that. They're there to show respect. It's added respect to the palace, the fact that there are guards surrounding the palace. So this is a din in the Kavod HaBayis, that it's the Eibishter's house should be the most respected house. And to bring that point out, we have Shoimrim, not because of any fear, not because they are fighting, armed, and trained to do war, rather as a respect for the Eibishter's house, for the Beis HaMikdosh. Now, this Shemitah, during the day, it's active. There's always action in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Shemitah of the Beis HaMikdosh is at the whole night, and the Shomrim, the guards, are Kehanim and Leviim. And the Rambam learns it out from different Psukim, that Kehanim and Leviim are part of the guards of the Beis HaMikdosh. What happens if, for whatever reason, there was no Shemitah, all the Kehanim and Leviim, they went to sleep, and the Beis HaMikdosh was left unguarded? So that is, they were over on a loisasei, like it says in the Pasuk, v'shomeros mishmeres HaKodesh. And the word Shemitah, it connotates a lav. It connotates that they're, in other words, there is a mitzvah's essay to watch and to guard the Beis HaMikdosh. And if you went and you did not guard the Beis HaMikdosh, bitul shmirasoi, then you are over with a loisasei. Now, how did it work? The Rambam tells us that there were 24 places where there were guards. Now, each group of guards was an Eidah. An Eidah means a group of 10. That's where we learn out the minyan is an Eidah, a congregation. So comes out that there were 240 guards in the evening in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Kehanim would be guarding on inside, and the Leviim, they would be guarding outside. So there were 24 places with these groups. The Kehanim were in three places. In other words, there were 30 Kehanim guarding, and the Leviim were in 21 places, so it comes out that there were 210 Leviim. So 30 Kehanim on a night and 210 Leviim on a night. Now, where would they guard? How did it work? So there were the three places where the Kehanim guarded. There were two on the Tzofen side, two on the right, two on the north, and one on the south side, on the left. The two on the north side was the Beis HaNitzutz and the Beis HaMoikod, which we said that they were the Beis HaMoikod. That's where they had the, you know, like the mikveh, and the Beis HaNitzutz, where they had to bring fire. And on the left side, on the south side, was the Beis HaFtinas. The Beis HaFtinas was named after a family, the HaFtinas family. that, if I'm not mistaken, they made the Ptoiras. But that was on the south side, on the Dorim side. So these three places, that is where the Kehanim guarded. The Levim guarded in, obviously, other places. Where were the Levim guard? So the Rambam tells us in Alocheches, we mentioned that there were five Sha'arim to the Har HaBayis. So there were five groups. Each Sha'ar had a group of Levim. Now, once you entered the Har HaBayis, there were the four corners of the... We said that there were five entrances, but it was really a square. So there's only four corners. So in each corner, there was another group of guards. The corners of the Azorah outside, not in the Azorah, because once they were in the Azorah, they would not be able to sit. It's very difficult to stand a whole night. So the Levim would be outside the Azorah, four places. And even though there were seven entrances to the Azorah, we said two of them were guarded by Kehanim. So the other five were guarded by the Levim. So therefore, there were 18 places. These are 18 places. And then there were another three places that had Levim. Which were these three places? We had the Lishkas HaKarbin, which is another name for the Lishkas HaTloyim, which was in the... We said that there were four rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. So there was the Lishkas HaTloyim, the Lishkas HaKarbon. We had the Lishkas HaParoiches, and then behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a place where the Levim guarded as well. So you have 21. Now, which Kehanim would guard in the Beis HaMikdash? So the on top of the Beis HaVtinas and the Beis HaNitzus, so they would have a like guard towers. It was like a second level. And because it was high, you had to be a little bit athletic to be able to get there, and you had to be strong. So the Pirchei Kuna, the young Chevra, the Rambam calls them Roivin, they would be the ones to guard in those places. They would climb up. They had easy access. They were able to go there. In the Beis HaMoikod, you had... We know that it was a domed area, and there were protruding benches, so to speak, made out of stone. Now, what were these benches used for? That's where the Ziknei Beis Av, the elders of that group that were in charge at that time, the Avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, they would be in that room, and they would sleep. And they had the keys to the Azorah. Now, when the Kehanim would sleep, they were not allowed to sleep in their big day kuna. So what would they do? So they would take off their big day kuna and fold it up near their heads, and they would put on their own clothes that would be the equivalent of pajamas today, and they would sleep on the ground. Like all the Shoimrei Chatzeres HaMelachim, that you don't sleep on beds. In other words, you can sleep on the ground, but if you're a soldier, you're ready. So the Kehanim, they were able to rest a little bit, and they would sleep on the ground, but not on the beds. Now what happens if during the night, a Kohen became Tomei, a young Chevreman, and Ira Tuma Lechad Mehem, one of them became Tomei. So we mentioned earlier that there was a mikveh underground. Now the passageways under the Beis HaMikdash, these tunnels didn't have the Kedusha. So therefore even somebody that was Tomei was able to go there. So they were on the Har HaBayis. They went under the tunnels, and they went to the mikveh. Now, what would they do? Would they just stay in the house of the mikveh for the whole night? What would they do? I actually heard recently a story from Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Baruch Galitzky. So him and Rabbi Label Shapiro from Miami, they were from the first bochrim, they were young bochrim, to start typing the Hanoches of the Rebbe's Sichas. Now you have to understand that we're talking about the early Chofs, and you know it was considered a chutzpah. A young bochur is going to have the chutzpah to type Hanoches of Sichas. But there were only young bochrim in 770, so if they're not going to do it, nobody's going to do it. But they were afraid of the wrath of the Ziknei Hasidim and what might happen. So they had to find a place where they can type in peace, and it would be anonymous. Nobody would know that it was them. So Rabbi Galitzky says that there was a mikveh in Crown Heights called the Karastira Mikveh, where people would go before Yechidus, and there was like a little room outside the mikveh. So they would hang out there and secretly do their illegal activities of typing the Anoches of the Rebbe Siches in the mikveh room at night, and thereby not being caught by any mashpiim that may be upset that which bochrim have the chutzpah to type the Siches of the Rebbe. But either way, if this bochur became tamei and he went down under and he toivled, then he would go back and hang out with his minion of group, his Eida, his Chevra, till the Sha'arim were opened up in the morning. And once the Sha'arim were opened up in the morning, then he would Yoitzev Hoylechloi, then he would go and he's tamei, so he has to wait to become tar completely, etc. So this was the Seder, the basic Seder of the way the Shemitah worked. Now, we're going to be learning that in addition to having the guards, everything was with a system. There was a memuna, there was somebody, someone in charge, that he was the one to make sure that everything was running smooth, exactly the details and the job of this memuna we will be discussing Mirtz Hashem in the following year.